Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go, 4 o'clock. Welcome back to it. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Little sports court there for your enjoyment. Coming up, looking forward to this. In this hour, Caleb Davis is the general manager of the San Diego State football team. Yes, there are such things now. You may have heard, I think the highest profile one I remember was Andrew Luck.
I think the GM
at Stanford now.
I think Shaq is the GM for Sac State hoop team.
Shaq is?
Yeah.
At Sac State.
Yeah.
Oh, remember Woj became the GM for St. Bonaventure?
Yes.
Maybe
yeah.
Shaq should go down to LSU and replace the athletic director who's down there.
He won't be picking anything either, it sounds like.
Apparently not. And man, that Shaq statue outside the arena at LSU, though, that's
one of the best ones, yeah.
Awesome. I just thought of that. But Caleb Davis is the San Diego State football GM. I'm looking forward to, you know, just asking him, because he's probably going to be one of the guys that actually knows the answers to all of our NIL questions that we all kind of wish we knew the answer to, but we really don't.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not often that you're going to get a chance to hear from one of these GMs, because I'm not sure exactly how it works in collegiate sports. So I'm very excited to talk to Caleb.
He was at Notre Dame and now with San Diego State. And, of course, the Aztecs are having such a great season, 6-1. Wyoming coming to Snapdragon this Saturday. The Aztecs have been installed as an 11-point favorite. I mean, you talk about going from the bottom of the barrel up to the cream of the crop.
I just want to point out, you see the uniforms that are hanging up in that locker?
Same ones they wore yesterday for the Blue Jays. Yeah, I can imagine after they won. That game, of course, game 5 is an hour away. So we'll keep an eye on that when we get around to it. But, yeah, Aztecs started the season. They wouldn't have been 11-point favorites over even Stony Brook.
No.
You know, but maybe they were. But the way they're playing now, it's really something. And it's been fun to see. I said it yesterday. I can't tell you what to do. I know it's, you know, your discretionary dollar, but this team and these kids are playing their butts off.
Yeah, they are.
And whatever the cost is not on them, man. They're going out and playing football, and they're playing it great right now. And I just hope that they can get the kind of support at the stadium that they've earned right now. So that's my pitch to you there. Scraby, ready for a little, wait a minute, wait. Don't you do anything. Hang on. Everybody, see, this is what Scraby has wrought. But
I made a mistake because I forgot that we were having Caleb Davis on at 4:20.
So I should hold that?
Yeah, you should hold the all guests until next
one. All right, then let's get right. Let me play the other one.
Yeah, go ahead and take mine.
This hour brought to you by Toyota Poway. Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. APR is as low as 0%. Tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event happening now only at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com in the heart of San Diego. My dad used to work in advertising way, 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 obviously back when, and he had the Toyota account. And he tells me my dad was an embellisher, I will tell you. But my dad said that he was in on the meeting where they came up with the original line, get your hands on a Toyota, you'll never let go. That used to be their tagline back in the day.
Is that his thing? Like, they gave me my tagline.
He said he was in on that tagline. So good for you, Dad.
I mean, if he was, that is.
It's a good one. Let's go to Chris versus the fans, though.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I can't tell now if we already read the Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Oh, okay. You will be qualified if you win for a chance to win our grand prize. I'm even messing myself up now. Trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com. Four tickets. Now, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. All right. Let's get to our first contestant.
Your first what?
Contestant.
Okay.
Cesar, welcome to the show. Happy hump day.
What's going on, boys? Long time.
Yes, it has been.
Here we go. First question. What horror villain can also be known as Nosferatu?
Frankenstein?
Frankie.
Oh, no.
I don't really know this. The only other guess I would have is Dracula, though. So I might be wrong.
It is correct. No.
Sorry about that, Cesar. I really didn't know.
I feel bad for Cesar.
I didn't see Nosferatu.
It had been a long time. Let's not make it as long this time, Cesar.
Yeah, good to have you back in the
Nosferatu.
There was a movie last year, Nosferatu, but I didn't pay any attention.
Johnny Depp's kid is in it.
That means Dracula?
Yeah, Dracula, Nosferatu. Nosferatu is not technically Dracula, but they're in the same universe, I guess you could say.
Okay, fair enough.
Nosferatu is
back to the show.
A dark creature.
Oh, goodness.
Who's our next contestant there, Scrape?
Nosferatu. Andrew.
Andrew, how are you, my friend?
Hello. Doing great. How about you guys?
Doing well.
Hi,
doing
Andrew.
Well. Here we go. First question. What channel is Inside the NBA now on?
Oh, man. Now that it's not TNT, I mean, which is the only answer I can think of, I'll say Bravo.
that would be a trip.
That would.
With, what's his name? Andy Cohen hosting alongside Barkley. ESPN is on now. Sorry, you kind of outthought yourself there, Andrew, because that would have been probably a decent jump to make, but that's where they went to ESPN.
We got a new manager named.
Where?
For the Twins.
Oh, okay. Who's that? Sorry about that, Andrew.
Former Pirate manager, Derek Shelton.
Oh,
I didn't even know he had left the Pirates.
Well, he did get fired last year.
Did he? I forgot.
According to John Heyman, Twins to name Derek Shelton their new manager. So there you have it. Another one off the board.
Yeah, okay. That's not moving the needle for me, nor I doubt for too many people in Minneapolis, but okay.
All right, we move to our next contestant.
Actually, I got an update on Nosferatu.
Okay.
Tyler, wait,
what? Nosferatu?
Tyler told me that I slightly had it wrong. The original Nosferatu silent film was inspired by Bram Stoker's Dracula novel, but they couldn't get the rights, and so they made up a similar vampire character.
Okay.
But they're see, supposed they're to be in the same universe.
Gotcha.
Yes. Phew.
Is there anyone out there who needed to know that?
Everyone.
Due to rights, they couldn't be the same guy.
It's always about money.
Next contestant.
Let's go to Patrick.
Patrick, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. Patrick, you there?
Hello, Patrick.
Oh, yes. It's actually Dylan.
Dylan. Scraby can read, apparently.
No, I mean, that's where
he... All right, Dylan, we go. First question. I don't like the way you asked it, so I'm going to ask it a different way. Who had the most strikeouts for the Padres in 2025?
Strikeouts. Jackson Merrill?
No, sorry.
Why I put that word in there.
Okay, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I guess I'll ask it the way Scraby wanted me to ask it. Who threw the most strikeouts for the Padres in 2025?
I was trying to differentiate.
Dylan Cease.
Nice work.
By the way, on the Scraby Show last night, I said we're going to miss him if he
departs. Yes.
Dylan Cease.
We will indeed.
Correctly answered by Dylan. This isn't Dylan Cease, is it?
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Okay.
Who is the youngest active head coach in the NFL?
Youngest
active.
Is it number two
head
or
coach?
Three?
This
number
is two.
Wow, tough, I'd say. Just on the top of my...
Would it be Aiden O'Connell? Or not Aiden O'Connell. Minnesota's O'Connell.
We got it, O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell. We'll take
O'Connell's
it.
Good.
Kevin O'Connell. Not yep. Aiden, that's a quarterback.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, it's
stay
not
there.
Good. It's not
stay
the right
there,
answer.
Dylan.
I don't know at all. There's a couple of really young ones out there now. I was going to go with my favorite, Sean McVay, but I'm going to switch to Liam Cohen.
Ooh.
Darn it.
Liam Cohen looks like he's 45 years old.
Oh, he does. All right.
Kellen Moore.
Yep.
Youngest actor head coach in NFL.
Kevin O'Connell is the same exact birthday as me, same year born, so we're both 40.
Dylan, you're still in this thing.
Good for you, Dylan.
Question number three.
For the win.
Oh.
Is Kellen Moore in over his head by a wide margin as well, or does he just have no talent?
Is he in New Orleans?
Saints, yeah.
Yeah, he's in over
I don't know that he's over over, but the organization's in over the head, it feels like.
Yeah.
Hope you're old enough for this one. Who was the last Jets head coach to have a winning record over multiple years? Multiple.
Rex Ryan.
Rex?
No.
You would think so.
This is why, yeah.
Older than Rex? Maybe newer than Rex. There was a guy, I can picture all these Jets coaches beating the Dolphins year after year, but I'm trying to, come up with one here. Weeb Eubanks.
Weeb Eubanks.
He was the coach of the Jets, Joe Namath Super Bowl team back in the day. So I'm going with Weeb Eubanks.
Going with Weeb.
Is it Weeb?
Show me Weeb.
Oh, come on.
It's not Weeb.
I wish it was Weeb.
You win, Dylan.
Yay.
Nice work, Dylan.
Who was it?
Stay there.
Who was it? I too many guys.
Bill Parcells.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Tuna.
One of the worst nicknames of all time.
The Tuna. The Big Tuna.
If someone you're telling me Big Rex Tuna, Ryan, do I smell?
Rex Ryan got to the championship game back-to-back
years.
He's
built like a tuna.
Tall,
he's built like a tuna.
Like long.
Is that where it came from?
I don't know.
I don't
That's
either.
What I came up with.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out Jets head coaches because...
Wait,
are you not
sure about this?
No, I am. I just looked it up. But Al Groh... Do you remember that name?
Yeah.
He coached
vaguely.
1 year, but he was the last coach to have a winning record, so multiple years went to
Bill
Parcells.
Well, with all due respect.
Oh gosh, here we go.
You're gonna hate me. 2009 Rex Ryan Jets 9-7. 2010 Rex Ryan Jets 11-5.
It's multiple years.
That's 2 years, and I only say it because they were in the conference title game both years. That's why that
wasn't
it up.
The question, though.
The question.
What was it?
I'll read it again. Who was the last Jets head coach to have a winning record over multiple years?
All right. I'll admit that maybe I.
That's
was
two. That's multiple.
Well, I was maybe too focused on my result that I wanted, but I really did mean.
That happens to you quite often.
Yeah, but you're wrong. So it's but no, just
no,
not
no,
worse.
No.
He's
no,
also
no,
he's no. right, but he's also
yes,
wrong.
Well,
you,
good news is Dylan Gextress, Ryan, which was the correct answer.
Yes.
It's not the correct answer.
It is too. Well, ask the question
the
again. How are you going to get around
no, the
this?
Who was the last Jets? Who was the last Jets head coach
right.
to have a winning record over multiple years?
Wouldn't
that was
Todd
the question.
Bowles maybe be that guy then? Adam Gase? No, he only won that.
All right, what do you... Okay, you wait a minute.
We, you need
are
to
you
go to
trying
break
to
because
say...
our guest is calling in.
No, okay. But no, I wanted to say one last thing. What you meant to say was that Rex Ryan's career record with the Jets was
who
better
had the
than
better,
500.
Yeah, right.
What it came out as is that he had two winning seasons.
Right.
So you just didn't ask it right, which is not the first time.
Of course, Chris has to be obnoxious about it all.
And you have to take it to heart every
Let's
time.
Go
well, because Chris, when he gets things wrong, he loses his mind.
Let's go to break. Caleb Davis.
Dylan got it right. I was trying to stick up for him.
Football. Aztecs football GM Caleb
Davis. Maybe this
Davis.
Would be a break to run the live camera.
joins us next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is an easy one right here. Is Jaws Halloween, though?
It's a scary movie, yes.
Whatever. 4:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Our next guest, Caleb Davis, SDSU football GM, joins us via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their futures when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. I'm excited to have Caleb on. I'm hoping that he can fill in the blanks on a lot of questions I have. Caleb,
you know, we're both poor former Aztec starving college students. I wish we had met Caleb when we were in school, Tony.
Oh, it would have been so nice to have someone like Caleb around when we were in school. Caleb, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm living the dream. Appreciate you guys for having me on.
Well, Caleb, first and foremost, you know, you're the GM of a hot San Diego State football team right now. First, what does a GM do in college realm? This is a relatively new concept in college sports in general. What does this occupation for you cover?
So I've kind of, at this point, been able to sum it down to I try to implement Coach Lewis's and our vision on this program in every single facet, every single day, to where things that he can't focus on because he's worried about winning ball games, I can now put on my plate. So obviously in the revenue sharing era, that does handle budgeting and figuring out a way to pay for our athletes, but it's also how can I build relationships across campus with academics, with boosters and alumni, along with your typical high school and transfer portal recruitment and talent acquisition phase.
Caleb, all right, so with the NIL, I mean, the simplest question I can ask is how has this changed everything from the perspective of the school, the perspective of the athlete? Is there any way to kind of distill it down to just a few things that all of us can better understand?
I would say name, image, and likeness has amplified what used to be so, so important. So everyone thinks, you know, college football is getting away from what makes it special, but I disagree. I think the need for true relationships with your kids, with these athletes and these boosters and alumni is more important today than it ever was before.
Caleb Davis joins us here, San Diego State football GM. And Caleb, you've kind of cut your teeth across the board when it comes to college football. You got your start at Cincinnati. You moved on to I believe it was Troy. You had two stints at Notre Dame. At your stop in Notre Dame, because that's when kind of the NIL thing started to really come on a lot faster. What kind of things did you learn as you did so many different occupations and different jobs in the college football realm that help you now as a GM?
I think the number one thing is just the need for relationships and everything. I mean, a big part of the reason why I got brought to Notre Dame was because of my relationship with two people, Marcus Freeman, the head football coach, and Chad Bowden, the previous general manager there. But I was able to just take and learn so much from how they operated every single day. And again, it's a need for a relationship with these kids, but how can we be creative and find a way to make our budget stretch and compete with some of these other programs? And relationship, creativity, and innovation is always top of mind.
San Diego State football general manager Caleb Davis is our guest, and it's good to have you aboard here and part of an Aztec football program that is probably helping to make your life a little easier right now, Caleb. Wins on the field, 6-1. Home game coming up Saturday. By the way, I'm going to say it again. Go to the game. Support these kids. Yeah. You can get tickets at GoAztecs.com. They're playing Wyoming. Caleb, the winning, the culture, Sean Lewis, talk about how this is all kind of, you know, coming together here in the second year, very much the way I'm sure Coach Lewis would want it to.
Well, I think it starts with our best players chose to stay home. You know, they decided to put faith in Coach Lewis and trust his vision, trust his plan, trusted us that this was the right push for him. Cause I mean, we had 7 underclassmen all-conference players. We retained all 7 of them. They all had bigger offers elsewhere to go to the portal and do different things. And, you know, this whole offseason, that was one of my big pitches. It's like, guys, we're turning this around. These kids want to stay. We were one of only 6 programs in the country to retain as many or more than that. And the other 6 were all double-digit win teams or playoff teams. So we kind of knew from the inside, like, this was going to be a special season. We got guys like Trey White, Chris Johnson, Eric Butler, Jordan Napier, Ross Masaiuli, all these kids that decided to trust us and stay. And now you're just, you know, reaping the rewards of. They always say success is a lagging indicator, and I think this season's the best example of it.
Caleb Davis, San Diego State football GM, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Caleb, a couple questions. You mentioned being able to think outside the box when it comes to you know, retaining players. And the other thing I'll say is that little piece you just mentioned, being able to retain the guys you had, that's a staple on the basketball side. We see that very often, and it seems to kind of really materialize in the way that we've seen this season happen for the football side. So my question to you is, give me an example of some outside the box thinking that you may have or that you've had to impart on. And also, what does it look like when the season ends, player X says, I'm thinking about the portal. How do you guys find out how much is being offered? Like, this to me would seem to be the really tough part. Like, you got to have the trust of the player for them to even give you this information, I would assume.
100%. And that's where I'll always go back to the number one thing that's most important is these relationships, and not fake relationships where you just pat them on the helmet and say, good job. But like, really, like, do they want to come kick it in your office, kick your feet up and just talk about their day or their lives? And when you have those types of relationships, one, the kids are pretty honest, but then it also goes like, obviously you need relationships across all of college football.
Yeah.
So I've got, you know, throughout my time, a great network of great people that I can reach out and say, hey, what is this kid's market value? Or I can reach out to this agent or this high school coach, this anything. But again, it all starts with the relationships first. And then beyond that, like, the creativity, I think, just comes from, you know, putting your feet to work and really creating genuine relationships with these donors, with these boosters, and kind of get them on board. So a lot of my creativity is kind of, you know, that the access that I'm willing to, like, show these guys, like, really, okay, where is your money going? So if we have a booster that's sitting down at practice, like, okay, so what's going on? I can point to, hey, we're 6-1 because of Chris Johnson's pick six. You know why Chris Johnson stayed? Because of X amount of money. And I think people always point to the money piece first, but they also forget that, you know, with name, image, and likeness now, some of these kids don't have to provide for their families like they used to. Like, some of these kids, I know you guys probably get it, like, might have had to work a job in the off season or do this or do that. Like, we've had back-to-back semesters with over a 3.0 GPA for the first time in team history from what I'm aware of. Like, I actually think this era of college football is impacting academics and impacting, you know, how these kids attack work every day in a positive way. And sometimes those are the stories that just don't get brought to life enough.
I think it's interesting that he mentioned the work component,
right,
which also can take away from your school. I wish I'd have thought of that, because I was working at the bookstore to make some extra money. That's why my grades weren't very good. I finally came up with a reason for why I couldn't do it. Caleb Davis is with us. He's the general manager of the football. I wish we had more time, but I do want to ask you this, and I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and I hope I don't. But if you were in charge for a day or a week, and you could just make any little alterations or a change to the way the NIL works or where you would like to see it go, what would your suggestion be?
Oh, gosh.
You can get back to us later if you want. I know, that was putting you on the spot. I didn't mean to do it. But
to be honest, my whole philosophy is, like, it's here to stay. Just give us the guardrails, and I'll make it work. I'll find a way to win. Like,
okay.
I don't care what the rule is, what this parameter is. Like, just give me the blueprint, and we'll find a way. That's how Coach Lewis has done it in his whole career. That's how San Diego State and the Aztec program, both football, basketball, the entire athletics, has always been here to stay. Give us the guardrails and we'll make it work.
It's kind of the way it has to be.
Fair enough.
You don't get to pick the rules, but you got to figure out a way to play with the rules. Caleb, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate you coming on here and educating us a little bit.
Good luck, sir. Anytime, you're welcome.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Caleb Davis, San Diego State football general manager. As Chris said, get out and support this team, man. They're out playing some good football. There's plenty of tickets available. Go Aztec.com to be able to join this team and help support.
Go to a game. I know you're hearing the ticket. Look, there's a very affordable ticket, too. So you don't have to pay. And just, you know, look, drum together enough and go to a game. You'll have a good time. You'll see some good football. But these kids, it's the kids most than anything.
Yeah.
They're out there working their butts off, and they're giving us a really good team.
That's the thing.
So I hope people will help out.
It was one thing to ask people to spend the money when the team wasn't playing well. This team is playing excellent right now. So
really good.
Get out to see them all. On 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
I appreciate what he said about the NIL, but real quick, I have an answer to my own question.
You do.
And that is, give them some money, but if they take money, then they forego the chance to keep transferring every year.
That's the old Greg Olson idea. I'm with it, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, enough of these kids playing 1 year at Oregon, 1 year at Oklahoma, the next year at North Carolina. That's just, I don't think that's even realistically fair in any line of work.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, a big five coming from Mr. Scraby. More Gwen and Chris.
That's a little 1 minute blurb there by Bill Ritter, CBS guy.
Writer, sorry.
Talking about Mike Tomlin. This is the last year in Pittsburgh, he says. First of all, Michael Valenzuela, our esteemed boss, would love that. He's not a Tomlin fan, although he's a Steelers fan. But the Steelers are also in first place by two games in the loss column right now. Everyone else is terrible in that division.
Yeah.
So could the Steelers have a bad year and still win the division? And then would you like fire Mike Tomlin?
I don't know. Bill's my guy, but I'm not on the
you're not
fire,
on the board with that one.
Fire Mike Tomlin.
Train. I will say this. He's doing his best work this year, I think.
You think he's doing his best work this year?
I mean, DK helps, and so does
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers playing at an Aaron Rodgers level.
I don't care what we say. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback they've had.
Since Terry Bradshaw?
No. Not that far back.
Not Roethlisberger?
Probably since Ben.
Yeah.
And Big I would ben. Say Ben like 2 years before he retired.
Okay.
Because that last year, Ben was just a standing... Yeah. Target.
Well, I'm a big Tomlin fan, but there also does come an end to everything.
There does.
So we'll see where that goes. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Dodgers, Jays, game five, about a half an hour away. Dodgers have benched Andy Pajes for this one, and the Blue Jays will once again be going without George Springer. Derek Shelton, formerly the Pirates, is now the new manager of the Twins. Yeah, that's those Twins fans I can hear celebrating down below. I mean, this has got to be like a so what higher, but all right, we'll see. And I think the other big news of the day, we had fun with this, but it's becoming, to me, it's like a story now. The fact that the LSU, or the Louisiana governor, rather, says the LSU athletic director will not be picking the next head coach of LSU football. The governor says, I'm not going to be doing it, but... Neither is the guy in charge.
We may
even ask President Trump if he wants to help us.
I think
this is a great story.
I don't know if you guys noticed how fast he said, I won't be doing it. Like
He didn't want any part of it either.
He didn't want that smoke either.
No, but he said the guy who hired Brian Kelly for a $54 million buyout is not going to get a chance to mess up again.
I can't be mad at at the governor for
that part,
for that part.
Correct.
That part is legit.
Yeah,
$150+ million spent on coaches not coaching. It is quite unbelievable.
Fair enough, Governor. All right, let's go to the leader of our fine show.
We got enough time for it.
Well, you know what? Let me throw a few more things out.
Just waiting for you to give everybody the news of the day before our 5 p.m. segment.
Did you want to tell everybody about the video you shot during the last commercial break? We were practically coming to blows.
I actually thought I was getting over it. Now I'm not over it. But yes, we did. I put it up on Instagram, Gwen and Chris, and then on YouTube, Gwen and Chris SD.
Well, apparently we'll be coming to blows again after traffic.
No, I'm going to woosaw in traffic.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's get right into it today.
Number five.
You know, I'm not really mad at Chris because I gotta say, I'm not feeling my Big Five stories today, but we'll see. The Padres may be seeing a familiar face a lot more next season because rumors are swirling former Padres manager Jace Tingler could become new Giants manager Tony Vitello's bench coach, a position that Tingler already held with the Twins. Vitello and Tingler were teammates together at the University of Missouri in the early 2000s, which is why his name has come up in discussions about a potential Vitello coaching staff offer. Chris, you're up first. Is it a bad idea to pick your friend as your bench coach?
I love how you worded this question. leading the witness.
Okay. All right.
No, lead your question. Leave your original question.
I don't even know how to ask it in any other way. Chris.
Hello?
Yeah, a lot of friends I think would be fantastic. Guys that I really feel like-minded with. I think I could work very well with. Friends such as you that I don't feel very like-minded with probably would not work. But I understand why you're asking the question, because isn't it good to have another opinion of varying, you know?
Yeah, you need someone to push back.
I think so, but I think a good friend would push back. So okay. I don't have a problem with it.
All right. That's fair. I didn't think about it that way. Tony, is it the worst decision that Tony Vitello has ever made?
I actually think this is a good decision. Okay. Because what that story said was that he would be able to pick his staff in collaboration with the Giants. And so I think Jace probably can speak to his Vitello spot better than anybody. Came into a first-time managerial spot, had to kind of... Now, the difference, and I'd say the reason why Jace has some value is because he's been in the big leagues for a while, so he kind of knows how...
He knows how day-to-day
these guys
works.
Work, yeah. Right? I don't know if you got the video of that I sent you of Dwayne Kuiper talking about this particular move.
No, but I can get it for...
And so I'll hold that okay. for later on, but I think it's a good move. I think Jace can speak to... can help him avoid a lot of the pitfalls that maybe he stepped in or he's seen Baldelli have to go through and when he was his bench coach in Minnesota? I think you're going to need to surround him with some major league staff members outside of Jace. But I think that would be a good hire for him.
All right. Here's to that happening. Number four. Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer said he has spent a, quote, significant amount more time in defensive meetings compared to the start of the season. And he said that's to help. It's not to get in the way. I give DC Matt Eberflus a ton of credit. Having been a coordinator, having had head coaches come sit in my meetings and stuff, you don't like it. I took it personal. Why are you in my meeting? Flus, I guess is what they call him, has not been like that at all. Tony, why is Brian Schottenheimer actually in the room?
Because his daddy, Jerry Jones, told him he had to be in there.
I did not expect that.
Pretty much the answer to any question surrounding the Cowboys.
If he just told us that he hated when his head coach came into the room, and now he's turning around and doing the same thing that he hated forever.
Yeah. He obviously is being told to do it.
That's the only thing I can come up with. Jerry is like, you need to get in there and check these.
Hey, Brian, you need to get in there.
That's the only thing I can think of. As far as I know, Mr. Schottenheimer is an offensive coach.
I believe
coach.
So, yeah.
So I don't know what it is he would be able to help.
Well, I have heard the offensive coaches give new viewpoints on the defense, but not enough to make him sit in the meetings every single day.
All I know is he's doing something he despised.
Yeah, he did despise it.
So I'm going to say Mr. Jones told him
he's being forced to is the answer.
I have two quick things on this. Yes. Everything Tony said is 100%. But yeah, they've given up 3,237 yards. Man. That's the second most in football.
Who's first?
The team. Well, here's what I find is what I'm going to say. What I find intriguing, though, is that the team that's given up the most yardage this year and the most points is the Bengals.
Mm.
Now,
your guy.
I think it's kind of funny because Lou Anarumo, Anarumo, who is the brilliant defense coordinator, I thought of the Bengals.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've gotten rid of him. He's not there. Guess where he is. Guess where he is?
Oh, is he with New Orleans?
No, he's with the Colts. They're 7-1. It's funny how good coaches always seem to end up on good teams, and then guys like Eberflus, whatever, bad coaches end up on bad teams. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be to hire these guys. You look at Anarumo, if you're the Colts, you say, oh, yeah, he was one of the best. Let's put him on my staff. And then the Cowboys look at Eberflus and go, he's one of the worst. Let's put him on our staff.
that's what they said.
I don't get it.
You know what? You blew my mind a little bit there with that whole thing.
Saying. You know what's funny?
The ironic
part is that I was just watching a report today that said, that DK Metcalf is a good start because the Colts defense is starting to slip.
Oh,
I just saw that today. You brought the Colts up, but anyway,
they might be. Your point is, they are seven and one out of nowhere.
Yeah, no, they are the surprise team of the league.
He must be doing something right.
That is crazy.
Okay,
all right. Number three, Victor Wembanyama. I wish he had a cool nickname like the Greek Freak. But
you don't like Wemby?
Wemby's fine, but I don't know, the French Falcon or something like that.
What?
He's from France, right?
The French Falcon?
I don't know. I was trying to come up with something. He has taken the NBA by storm, but some fans are wondering why Wemby is being praised as the first of his kind type of player, but completely forgetting about someone named Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's Wemby's stats this year. 31 points per game, 13.8 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 60% shooting from the floor. Giannis' stats this year. 36 points per game, 14 rebounds, 7 assists, 69.5% from the floor. So, Chris, why is Wemby getting all the play when Giannis is better and has been doing it for longer?
Well, I don't know if that's a fair characterization. I mean, Giannis has been an MVP how many times? Twice?
I don't have that answer.
At least once. He's got a title. He's gotten a ton of attention. Wemby is a freak of nature, though, beyond Giannis. Giannis is 6'11". We've seen people that height do what he's doing. We have not seen people that are 7'7 doing it.
He's a two-time NBA MVP.
Yeah. I think Wemby's just something that you got to see to believe.
Okay.
At that height. 7'4", I said 7, but still, 7'4". All right, that's why.
All right, I mean, that makes sense. Tony, why is Wemby getting all the play when Giannis is better and has been doing it for longer?
Giannis is better, but I think Chris is spot on. I think the reason why we pay so much attention is because he's, what, 7'5"?
7'4". We had it officially listed seven, here, whatever four. That's worth.
We haven't seen anybody move like Giannis.
Ever. Oh, yeah,
at
right.
7'4". We've seen it at 6'11". KG, maybe not with as much velocity as we've seen Giannis. And I don't know that Wemby reaches that kind of velocity, but the fact that he's 7'4", and he's shooting step-back jumpers, he's Euro-stepping. I saw him do a windmill,
yep.
Not on a fast break, but like in a set defense.
Just from the free throw line.
Yeah, just kind of, bam.
It's crazy.
It's just something we've
never seen.
The
only other guy this tall I ever remember was Yao Ming, and he was a completely different, you know.
I remember Yao Ming being a big deal because he could shoot
Bol,
the three.
Right, or yeah. Somebody like that. But this is Wembanyama's is like graceful as Jordan almost.
That is crazy. Number two. Despite recent back surgery making a 2026 debut less likely, the PGA Tour Champions is quote-unquote well-prepared for Tiger Woods, who becomes eligible for the Champions Tour after December 30th. Many, including Ernie Els, Bernhard Langer, Jack Nicklaus, and Paul Azinger believe Woods will play on the senior circuit. Not sure when that's going to happen. Woods, however, has remained quiet about his plans. Tony, do you think he plays on the senior tour, Tiger?
Got to be 50, right?
Yep. December 30th. Anytime after that, he's allowed to play.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, in the same breath, though, his body is taking a beating.
It's got to be.
And he's already like, has anybody ever been? Did Jack play in the senior tour?
Not a lot.
Yeah, it's
in there a little bit.
I was going to say, the guys who like were dominant in the PGA don't seem to like.
Well, because they could still play on the tour if they're good enough,
right?
Yeah, his body's taking a beat, and
I don't see him dropping down.
Knowing Tiger, he's going to want to keep competing on the regular tour if he's going to compete.
If he's going to be healthy enough, he's going to want to be in a real tournament. I used to make fun of the fact that golf, all you did was walk around all day, but now that I'm old. It's a lot more impressive than I used to think it was, you know, to go up and down there for four straight rounds. So good for them.
Hurts a little bit more when you're older.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Jack Nicklaus may have played a little bit, but for the most part, like Phil, I don't think has ever. He may have played one or two senior tournaments.
Yeah.
But I think you go to the senior tour when you know you can't compete on the other tour.
Right.
Because the money's not there on the senior tour. On the other side, we can get to number one, but I don't really care about that.
We just ran out of time. Stop it.
All right, we'll be back with more Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.